never forget the day I read a book. It was contagious, 70 pages. There were pictures here and there, so it wasn't hard to bear. The day I read a book.
Hi, everybody. I'm Tom Hall. It's time now for What Are You Reading?, in which we pose that very question to find out what folks have on their bedside tables or stored on their e-readers. Today, my guest is the storyteller and theater artist John Spellman. His latest piece is a one-man show called The Prostate Dialogues. Hey, John, good to see you.
Good to see you, Tom.
So one of the books you're going to recommend is a set of essays by the former poet laureate Donald Hall. He's a terrific writer. What attracts you to this book?
Terrific poet and a great prose writer. I was attracted to it by I'm getting older, and he's a good deal older than I am, but it's something to really think about. And I'd not really read anything of his before, and because he's a poet, the writing is so spare and direct and wanders all over the place, but always brings you back to where he started. It's in a way, it's like a long poem.
Yeah, nice. And a book that you have sort of paired with it, I guess you've been reading it almost simultaneously, is a book by a guy named Joel Garreau called Radical Evolution. What's that one about?
Yeah, Joel Garreau was a longtime science writer for the Washington Post, and he spent a year traveling around and talking to people about how science, technology, nanotechnology is going to change the future of the human race. And he belongs to a group called the Anti-Aging Group, which I got to go to a meeting of, who people who want to extend human lifespan right away to about 120 and inch it up from there.
So how old are you now, John?
I am 73.
Uh-huh. And so this aging issue is something that's very front and center in your mind, isn't it?
Yes, it seems to creep into one's mind.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it? I mean, the writing of Donald Hall is so great. I don't know Joel Garreau's writing, but just the way the phrases arc, whether he's writing prose, I've read a couple of essays, the way the phrases arc, and as a theater artist and as a storyteller who's so deeply connected to language, I can imagine that this really resonates with you.
Oh, yes, and some of those would make great stories for me to tell.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, they really would. Garreau, on the other hand, is a reporter, but most of that book is done through narrative and character studies. So it's also very rich and it not at all the way it sounds, like with lots of data and statistics. Or he's really saying that there's a group of people working who are going to change the nature of what it is to be human. That the Roman Empire changed it, that the Industrial Revolution changed it, the Digital Revolution changed it. And now he's proposing three scenarios for the next 30 years.
Are you developing an opinion on this issue of extending life, you know, well past where the normal lifespan is now?
Oh, yes, I have. But because I'm also, at the same time, I'm writing a piece about a guy who's 200 years old. It's the first science fiction kind of piece I've written, a performance piece. Yes, and when I was at this anti-aging conference, he asked me to speak just a few minutes to all these scientists who are thinking about it. And he said, well, so what do you think of aging? And I said, I think it's fine, but I think it's good we all die. And they were amazed. They said, What do you mean? Wouldn't you like to live to be 150? And I said, no. They were blown away.
That's not where they were going. Yeah.
So part of the difference between these two books is the personal, artistic, individual point of view, and the other, the sort of scientific, social policy issue.
Fascinating suggestions. Thanks so much, John Spellman. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
John Spellman is a storyteller, writer, and theater artist who now lives in Phoenix, Arizona. He's recommending Essays After 80 by Donald Hall and Radical Evolution by Joel Garreau. What Are You Reading? Comes to you on the fourth Friday of the month during All Things Considered. You can also check us out online at wypr.org/whatareyoureading, where you can find details about all the books our guests recommend. I'm Tom Hall for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
One day I read a book, I can't remember when, but one of these days I'm going to do it again. Yes, sir. One of these days I'm going to do it again.